Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Our government is moving quickly to shield South Africa's car factories and exporters from a damaging 30% tariff hike imposed by the United States. There are fears of job losses and factory closures, and these fears are mounting. Now the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has launched an urgent export support desk, has loosened competition rules to allow for industry collaboration, and is also pushing alternative markets. But one's got to ask the question, is this all too little too late? Joining me now is Camille Ali, who speaks for the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition. Camille, welcome and thank you very much indeed. So maybe let's start with this. Just how worried is the DTIC right now, and how much damage could the 30% tariff actually do to the automotive sector in particular? What kind of quantifiable analysis have you done?
Well, good day to you, Jeremy, and good day to your listeners. Thank you very much for having me. It's been quite a difficult few months for the department and for South Africa as a whole. Since the announcement that a potential higher tariff on trading partners with the United States was announced, government had already begun work on trying to avert a potential crisis with a large number of our manufactured exports being destined for the United States, a large number of our agricultural products destined for the United States. There's been a number of different modeling exercises that have been done to try and figure out exactly where we should be intervening and what kind of interventions would be required in order to avert a crisis. Of course, our first prize was always and still remains a better deal, so to speak, with the U.S. government. We still believe that our historic trade relationship with the U.S. And what we have offered and the offer that we put on the table offers mutually beneficial trade terms for both the U.S. and South Africa. And be that as it may, it is the 7th today, and we still await a response from the U.S. on our trade deal.
You don't think that optimism right now is a little misguided as that clock is starting to tick, given the anger of the Trump administration towards Pretoria?
Well, the anger you speak of, Jeremy, has not been very adequately communicated to us, if it so is. But I don't think that optimism is a bad thing at this point in time. I think that we have to be quite deliberate in attempting on both fronts, the one front to try and secure what we need from the U.S., or secure the deal, so to speak, and on the other end to try and put in place measures that could avert a crisis. So I think it's important for us to attack it on both ends.
I fully understand that. Conventional wisdom would suggest, though, with Friday fast approaching, you're probably not going to hear from Washington. So what urgent contingency plans are in place right now?
Well, urgency is the key word here, Jeremy. And I think we've put in place as the first line of defense, the export support desk. This is a mechanism that we will utilize to interact with our exporters who are looking not only to diversify from the U.S., but also to see what support is in place for them for exports that are still destined for the U.S. That's the first one.
I've got to assume that export support desk is now operational. What kind of calls is it getting, and what assistance have you been able to offer or advice?
The calls that we've been receiving has been from the agriculture sector, which is understandable because of the nature of produce and products that are being sent into the U.S. market, those being fresh products, which have a very short lifetime. We've been assured that any produce that is on the water and is scheduled to reach the U.S. before the cutoff date will still make it in without a tariff applied to it, without the new tariff applied to it. And we've been communicating with our exporters that much.
But beyond that, what kind of assistance are you able to offer these exporters?
We're able to, at this point in time, link them up with the other measures through the support desk, those being the competition measures that we've managed or that we're looking still to implement. You understand that would need to go through. In fact, the whole package would have needed to go through a cabinet process for approval. But it includes also the localization support fund, which stands ready to contribute to the national effort. The Industrial Development Corporation and other entities within the DTIC as well, you know, we're able to direct exporters to some of those to get support. So there's a holistic view on how we want to deal with this. But ultimately, you know, there is the reality that at some point we will need to create a more resilient trading relationship with our global partners. And that is one of the biggest focuses of the DTIC at this point in time.
But that's going to take a long time, understandably, to do. And in the short term, inevitably, then there are going to be casualties, aren't there?
Well, we're hoping to mitigate those with the support package, Jeremy. The Export Competitiveness and Support Program that we have within the DTIC is another lever that we have in the immediate term to prevent these casualties. We're also speaking very closely with the Department of Employment and Labor to see how, through its entities, they're able to intervene to, particularly around the job losses, ensure that we're not compromised on that front. So government is taking an all-of-government approach in this, and we're not sort of sitting back and allowing this thing to happen to us.
Camille, of course, the reality of the situation is how long factories, whether they be in the automotive sector or in the agriculture sector, can actually absorb any kind of high cost before cutting jobs. And it would seem that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't want to sort of butter up anything, you know, or paint a picture that's not true, because Jeremy, that is unfortunately a reality. Safe to say that as we roll out this program and as we gain some intelligence from the market and we do some modeling and some analysis, we'll be able to react accordingly. There's no sort of silver bullet to something like this. A unilateral tariff imposed by the United States is not something that any government, I think, has an immediate antidote to. So we do have to sort of ensure that we're taking in as much information in order to create the necessary mechanisms as we go along to avert a desperate crisis.
To the best of your knowledge, and this is a last question, is there any conversation happening right now between Pretoria and Washington as that implementation deadline is upon us?
At this point in time, what I can share is that we've bolstered our mission in Washington. To ensure that the conversations are happening at the right levels and in the right places. Further than that, I am not at liberty to share much more.
Camille Ali, thank you very much indeed. Speaks for the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity and resilience.